Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott, and before we get started today, I want to remind everyone that this is an anonymous show, and if you like it, please rate, review, subscribe, and share this podcast. We need your support because we cannot advertise it ourselves.
Put it on MySpace. Tom will be your friend. Yelp it. Give it 5.5 stars.
Fuck off.
All that shit.
Anyways, welcome to the show. We have some fresh meat on the chopping board. Say hello.
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 He's fresher than either of us, that's for sure.
La, la, la.
He literally came out and he was like, I'm a fetus with shoes. That's the youth that we have next to us.
He's a youngin. He's a wee youngin from the middle of the country. Welcome.
Thank you. I feel very welcome.
So I don't really know a whole lot about mid-country living. Small town life.
Just a small town girl.
Living in a lonely world. Or the Jack and Jill song. What's his name? John Cougar Mellencamp. He sings a lot about that small town life.
I love when those Cougar Mellencamps go after me. It happens once in every never.
Those Cougar Mellencamps are probably 80 years old going after
me. No,
you.
They're I don't know. Who would you consider a cougar these days? I always think that the top cougar, somebody says the word cougar, I'm thinking of Courtney Cox. Like it always
fits
together.
A show called Cougar, so it's subliminal inside your brain.
But that show lasted like literally as long as the last time I had sex. It was probably 12 and a half minutes.
I want to say cougar. I'm thinking like an Eva Longoria is a cougar.
But that's a good cougar. That's a cougar,
well, a cougar
I would accept.
A cougar is supposed to be good. It's a hot one.
I'm not into cougars,
it's
apparently.
It's not like cougars are schlumpy middle-aged women. They're supposed to be hot and sleek like a cougar cat.
So in the middle of the country, do you have cougars?
No way. I can't imagine.
It's definitely a different breed.
There's like too much ice cream and fried chicken that happens in the middle of the country.
Southern comfort food. Yeah.
Southern comfort.
They bring their comfort to food. Everyone gets together and they eat. And that's about the highlight.
Pull your mic a little closer.
Oh, sorry.
Get a little closer to air it extra dry. You're
that's
too young.
So interesting. Okay, so I actually went to a wedding. My friend is from North Carolina, and I went to a wedding.
Yeehaw!
And for the rehearsal dinner, it was barbecue, and the barbecue was chicken on the bone. I want to say...
They say bone in.
Bone in. I want to say like coleslaw.
By the way, the last time I did a bone in, it also was 12 minutes.
And like slices of bread, I think. Something along those lines. And so I'm picking up the chicken. I'm not, because I just don't pick up chicken. Like I don't pick up meat and like nah, 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 nah. I don't eat ribs. I don't do any of that shit. So I grabbed a fork and a knife and I'm like eating the chicken off of the bone with the fork and the knife in the South. They thought I was blasphemous. The next day her sister goes, oh, that chicken was so good, but I just don't trust those people that use a fork and a knife. And I was just like hiding my head.
I feel like if you were doing that at like a party, you're at like a legit, you're in the South somewhere, pick a place that you, where were you?
North Carolina.
Okay, you're in North Carolina. In North Carolina, like a Colonel Sanders, excuse me, I don't know if you know about my 17 spices and herbs, but you cannot eat a fucking rib with fork and a knife.
You're like,
what
that,
the fuck you doing?
You're like that loony Tunes rooster, like, blah, 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 I do declare, or whatever. What's his name? Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah,
or
I
like
say
that.
Yeah, I say, son.
You don't even know
say.
What we're talking about.
No.
Do you even know what Looney Tunes are?
I am 35. I know what Looney Tunes are.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be presumptuous. Is that, was this ageist of me?
It was. I'm offended.
You shouldn't mean. Is it, it means we thought that you were way younger than you are, so obviously you put mayonnaise as a moisturizer to go to bed.
Ew.
Maybe we're a different era.
Do you know why it's mayonnaise?
That's nasty.
Because
why?
Because in the middle of the country, they use Hellman's facial mayo before you go to bed.
What are you even talking about? Hellman's facial mayo? Are you making shit up?
Okay, so I believe in California that it's Best Foods.
Oh, the brand.
Okay, so Best Foods. But in the middle of the country and the east part of the country, meaning the East Coast, it's Hellman's. So, of course, if he uses mayonnaise to keep young, because we plainly thought he was younger, congrats. Wow.
And not to be racist or anything, but you are a white boy. And supposedly they don't age so well. So I will say, throw caution to the wind, my friend. Be the outlier.
Well, my father is Puerto Rican, so I think that might help me keep young. Yeah.
No wonder you can dance.
Yeah, it's in my blood.
Ooh.
Why can't I get any of that in my blood? I literally have kvetching and kvailing.
you're full on Jewy, Ashkenazi, Jewy, Jewerson.
Right. Like, I have, like, things that were passed on. I don't know. It's a certain type of DNA thing.
Like a Oy Vey DNA?
No. Like, things, like, for some reason, if I was adopted, okay, and they found me, like, 20 years later, they would somehow equate me with my parents because I'm really good dealing with customer service. Like, that's something that comes.
Is that a Jew thing?
It's generational customer service dealings. It's like, I'm really good with that. It's kind of like
never heard of this.
I'm good with Jedi mind tricks.
Okay.
It's just a Jewy thing that I have that my father had before him.
But is that a Jewy thing? I've never heard of
it. It's not necessarily a Jewy thing. It's just, I know that I have it, but I think it's a little Jewy.
All right.
I think it's called cell science. I learned it growing up out in the small town.
Oh. Okay, so you learned it, but it's literally in me. It's like in my blood. And my dad hasn't told me certain things that he's ever done. And I've done the same things sales-wise or like talk to people. And I'm like, you can't have done that. There's no way that you did it, never told me, and then I'm doing the same shit. That freaks me out.
I don't know. Wait, what was this class like of yours?
It wasn't a class. It was a job. So in Missouri, there's like 5 different jobs you can choose from.
You were an apprentice.
Yeah, there's 5 jobs.
You could be a cashier, which is about 80%.
That's all math. Like you're like an accountant in that sense, a small town accountant being a cashier.
And then there's factory work. And then you could be on a farm, do construction. And then the final one, which was the most well-paying job that I can get, was telemarketing.
I see a lot of those were very laborious jobs. And then there's 2 that are like air-conditioned.
Yeah, exactly.
And the farm isn't one.
No.
Yeah, so I learned a lot of skills out there.
Have you ever milked a cow?
I have.
Oh my God, I gotta hear about this. You
is it like
please explain this?
Is it like a guarantee that milk is gonna come out of that nipple?
I mean,
udder?
If you don't have the right technique, the milk's not coming.
Do you know what's crazy with some of these cows? They have innies and outies.
Get the fuck out of here, innies and outies. That's a reference to a previous episode vagina.
I just really want to know. Explain the milking of a cow. So you're sitting there. Somebody could YouTube this, but you've got the pail there.
Anything. It's terrifying.
Well, we don't want to say anything. But you've got this pail and you're sitting there.
Are you on the stool with the 3 legs?
Yes, they still have that.
Thank God.
But are you being very complimentary of him? You didn't know that he was aroused.
If he's aroused, that's not 3 legs. He'd still fall over.
Right.
It just would just be as is. He would be presenting his 3rd leg.
Presenting the 3rd leg.
he's a they, because there's 3.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So wait, do you have the tin pail for the milk?
So they have a whole different system. That's like you're thinking about the olden days.
Yeah, like when girls would wear piggy tails and gingham.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Tails.
So now they have a whole automated system to where they just hook up the system to them, and then the tube goes to the...
Oh, this is like, buy me a fucking drink first. Are you kidding me with
this
shit?
We didn't know about this shit. We didn't know. We don't know. This is amazing.
This is like, remember Predator? And Predator has the things that come out of his head? Like, it's fucking Predator for milking. I feel bad for the cows.
Can I ask somebody, so now that it's automated, have you ever, like, pulled a cow's teat and Bitcoin came out?
No.
What does a Bitcoin even look like? I thought it's all virtual.
Bitcoin, it's mined. It looks like a Chuck E. Cheese coin with a dollar on it.
I hate Bitcoin and virtual money.
I hate Chuck E. Cheese, so fuck off.
Oh. But the ball pits are fun.
The ball pit.
I love seeing videos of like throwing small children into the ball pits and they just sink to the bottom because they can't get out.
You're probably the only one at this podcast table that would say that they enjoy a ball pit. I'm not. You brought it up.
I'm
your
a
ball
lady,
pit.
Okay? 2 balls at a time, okay? And if you have 1 ball, like, I don't discriminate.
No, that's a John Crux issue. But Chuck E. Cheese, by the way, is a complete mess for children. Because number one, you have a ball pit. You're throwing little kids into a ball pit. And number two, Chuck E. Cheese is a 6-foot fucking rat. Can we all just, yeah, okay.
Well,
we can move
Mickey
on to the next
Mouse,
one.
Mouse is a fucking giant mouse.
Also,
what's the difference?
6-foot fucking mouse.
It's
How
not
come
like,
those two never hooked up?
Oh, it's cross-species fornication.
I know, but this is 2024.
Let's fuck some shit
like,
up.
Like, what about
we'll
Minnie Mouse and Chuck E.
On.
Cheese? Chuck and Minnie.
What kind of sex music do you think this mouse and rat need to get it on?
Definitely R. Kelly.
Oh my God.
R. Kelly for sure.
Like, what is that? The song, it's like, nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Yeah, bump and grind, and it would be Chucky and Minnie.
R. Kelly, I can't even. I know I say get, I'm okay with canceling that
so
guy.
So if Chucky and Minnie were hooking up, and then there's, you know, the window that you can see into the ball pit, and then mm-hmm. Pluto would be filming from the outer part of the window.
Pluto
or Bluto, I can't tell.
Well, Pluto is his dog, and Bluto is the evil next-door neighbor that likes to fuck shit up, so it would be Bluto that would be filming. And then he would, like, blackmail Mickey, or Minnie, to tell Mickey that she's fucking the rat.
This is a great fucking story!
These movies write
Cross
themselves.
Cross-pollination, yeah.
Cross-
you're saying?
Species, pollination, fornication.
Chuck E. Cheese.
We're all about inclusivity these days.
He's in shock.
I know this poor guy. He just came here.
He's like, you know, I was milking the teat of a cow. And now I'm sitting here in this podcast studio talking about mini fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
So wait a second. Going back to the milking of the cow and the machinery, did you only use the machinery on the cow or did you use your hands?
Well, whenever I did it, it was part of a field trip. Educational.
Okay, so you didn't grow up on the farm.
I did not. It's just everybody that I knew did.
I just didn't live that life. Well, I want to say thank you to your people for providing us with food.
And milk.
No, in the Midwest, my first job out of high school, it was underground freezer that kept all the frozen foods of the world in it, and it was miles and miles and miles of underground cave refrigerators.
Get the fuck out of here.
So all the food that you ever buy that's frozen comes from where
I love this shit. This is super like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom information.
But like how old is this meat underground? Is it a constant cycle through?
So certain meats, they go in the supercell freezer, which is negative 50 degrees. You can't even open your eyes.
You're literally learning us here.
You have to wear a hazmat suit to go in?
No, you have to turn the supercell freezer off.
Oh, but isn't that going to thaw the meat?
Well, you're going in to get it and take it out, put it on a train, put it on a truck.
It's only while it's on that you can't go in.
Wait, explain to us how big this is compared to, is it bigger than a football field underground?
Yeah, it's miles and miles and miles, like hundreds of miles.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. God.
How many of these are in the country?
I'm not sure. This company was international. Wow. And it was endless.
These are the real tunnel makers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was.
The other ones are getting flooded out.
It was endless. And then even deeper on in the cave, they had military stuff going on. So it was like.
I love this shit. It's like X-Files.
It literally was. Like some of my friends' parents wandered in the cave sometimes and they stumble on people that had M16s and be like, hey, what are you doing out here? You need to get out of here.
They got to protect the meat. Yeah. No,
I'm going to.
No, that's not why.
The military was separate from the company.
What were they doing down there?
Probably secret government stuff.
But they weren't in the freezers.
No, that was separate. So the caves just go on forever.
Damn.
But some of it was allocated for the business.
Wow. Oh my God, why is there not a cave tour? I would totally go to Missouri and go on the fucking cave tour.
Because it's still active. It's active cave. You can't go in.
I can go in.
That's half the fun. They have this place called Fantastic Caverns. It's like one of the tourist attractions of the Midwest.
You're literally luring people to the Midwest for the first time in the history of travel. There are travel agents that are literally popping boners right now going, I can market this.
It's something that anytime that people, because I have a lot of family in California, so whenever they would come out, we would do all this lame stuff I didn't want to do for fun. It's like, oh, we're going to do this again because there's like 3 or 4 things to do.
Do people get drunk and do a lot of drugs in a small town?
Yes.
Is it mutually exclusive or they usually like there's a crossover of drugs and alcohol? Like, is it just the people that just drink beers all day and the heroin people or like do they tend to or is it meth?
It's meth. Meth. It's the meth capital.
That was classy.
Of the world.
That is not the
so
meth
classy.
Capital of the world. I thought it was New Mexico, Albuquerque. Albuquerque, New
okay,
Mexico.
Not everything you see on TV is true.
It's Breaking Bad.
Okay.
You haven't been to Missouri.
So I had one more question about Missouri specifically before we went on and it's more serious. And I think that it does have to do with what you said about the getting drunk and the heroin and all that stuff. Have you ever lost a relative, friend, or loved one who froze in the freezer?
And then became someone's dinner.
No, probably the craziest story I have of working at that job was somebody was driving a forklift, and the brakes went out on the forklift, and they were on a downhill thing. And this guy puts his feet out to stop the forklift, and the forklift smashes his foot into the wall, and the meat of his foot came out of the shoelace holes.
Oh, the fuck? Dude, that at that point, just fucking jump, tuck, and roll. Don't try to
stop that. Guess what? This guy was back at work a few weeks later just with a cast on his foot.
He didn't lose his leg?
Uh-uh.
Jesus,
you know,
man.
To wrap this
modern
one up,
medicine.
It's like, I gotta say, I think I have the new term for Missouri. It'd be like, Missouri, come and hang out.
That's no good.
We'll turn your foot into pulp.
Okay, so this is just a little mini episode. I appreciate you coming on. I would love to have you back.
Yes, yes.
Any quick final thoughts? What do you think? Were you totally devastated and offended by the content of this show? Because that's really what I'm going for.
Absolutely.
If he was offended, we've done our job.
And like, nah.
Yeah, I say, son. Yeah, I say. You shouldn't mean, is it? It means, he's like, you know,
I do declare.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.